amending Michigan's constitution for more renewable energy. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. This train car full of coal is unloading in East Lansing. In Michigan, we get more than half of our electricity from coal, and all of that coal is imported from other states. Soon, you'll be asked whether you want more of our electricity to come from sources like the wind and the sun. Proposal 3 will ask voters to amend the state constitution to require utilities to get 25% of their electricity sales from renewable sources by the year 2025. It's called a renewable portfolio standard. We already have one on the books. It's a 10% standard utilities have to meet by 2015. Eric Lufer is with the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. It's a nonpartisan, nonprofit group that's analyzed the Michigan ballot proposals.
The positive is we'd be keeping up with other states and clearly reducing reliance on fossil fuels and creating more renewable energy. It's good for the economy. It's good for the health of our residents. It's motherhood and apple pie. It's things we should believe in.
But he says there could be drawbacks. He questions whether we should put energy policy in the state constitution.
We might be precluding ourselves from adapting to the future or hurting our utilities and their ability to make wise investments in the future because they'll be strung to what we're tying into the Constitution, which is very difficult to change and costly to change.
Lufer points out the cost of electricity is likely to go up whether or not Proposal 3 passes. And that's one of the biggest debates between the two campaigns, how much this will cost. Both sides agree we'd have to build more wind turbines to meet the standard. Stephen Transeth is a senior policy advisor with Care for Michigan. It's the group leading the effort to defeat the proposal.
We estimate the cost is going to be about $12 billion to implement. That includes basically the cost of building, installing, and all of the expenses that go into that.
He says his campaign estimates that would mean each ratepayer in Michigan would pay about $2,500 over 20 years. But supporters of the proposal say those costs are overblown. James Clift is with the Michigan Environmental Council. He says the cost of implementing Proposal 3 would be closer to $10 billion. And he says the opposition campaign lumps businesses and residential ratepayers together.
If you look at just residential ratepayers, that's 4.2 million of those customers only use 40% of the energy. So if you work out the math there, they should only be paying $1,000, not $2,500.
His group spreads that $1,000 over 25 years and subtracts out fuel savings from burning less coal and assumes we won't have to upgrade some old coal plants. They come up with an average cost of 50 cents per household per month. As you can tell, the two campaigns use different assumptions and come up with much different price tags.
I think the take-home message is that this isn't dramatic on either side.
Liz Moyer is an assistant professor at the University of Chicago. She's the co-director of the university's Center for Robust Decision-Making in Climate and Energy Policy. She analyzed Proposal 3 in a new report. She says Proposal 3 is likely to have a moderate financial impact on consumers. She says at the most, if you pay $100 a month right now, by 2025, your bill could go up to $111 to meet the new standard. But she points out there's a rate cap in the proposal that limits cost increases to 1% a year. So that portion of your bill would go up slowly.
It's not going to bankrupt Michigan. It's not going to save the world and stop global warming. It's not going to be free. It's not going to be disastrous.
Moyer says the bottom line is whether you're willing to pay more for more renewable energy. On Thursday's Environment Report, we'll take a look at how we might produce all that renewable energy. I'm Rebecca Williams.